Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. We are continuing our conversation with author Maureen Smith. She is a resident here in Lexington and just released a new book, Conquering the Seeds of Destruction, How to Uproot Lethal Behaviors to Live Life More Abundantly. And we had a talk yesterday just kind of laying the basis of the book, and you missed yesterday's program. Really want to encourage you to check out that 14-minute program with Maureen. You go to our website, hopeishere.today, hopeishere.today, and check that out, or also on iTunes or the Podbean apps. Just type in Hope Is Here, and you can find those podcasts, and want to encourage you maybe while you're there to subscribe to them, and you'll automatically get our program sent out to you each day after it airs on the radio Monday through Friday. But today we're going to talk, and tomorrow, about a couple of specific seeds of destruction. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the seed of loneliness, and I know that a lot of people have shared that with me, especially during the COVID pandemic, dealing with seeds of loneliness in their life. But today we're going to talk about one that a lot of times in church we don't like to talk about it, but it's the seed of anger. So Maureen, talk to us about, chapter 3 is the seed of anger. What were you trying to accomplish in this chapter?
Well, one of the main things I think that I was really trying to accomplish is that I've seen, especially as the years have gone on, people seem a lot more angry. And it seems like they live in their emotions. And it's so important, I think, for people to be able to handle their emotions and not allow them to get the best of them for the most part. And I think in order to really do that, you have to kind of understand who you are as a person. And for the most part, we are all created a certain way. And the way we are created is that we are a body, which involves, of course, our five senses, our taste, touch, smell, seeing, and hearing. We are our soul, which consists of our mind, our will, and our emotions. And then we are our spirit, which, of course, is our connection to God. Now, when you think about anger itself, of course, that deals with the soul because that deals with your emotions, your mind, your will, emotions, how you feel, how you think, how you process information. And so it's so important that we align our emotions to the way God wants them to be. And that's why it's so important for us to be connected to God, because we are truly his offspring. We are his children. And it's in Acts 17:28. It basically says that for in him we live, we move, and we have our being. And then, of course, it goes on to say we are his offspring. So it's so important that we take the time to know who God is. We are created in his image. It's so important that we make sure that we represent him well, that we are true examples of him. And so in order for us to really take the time to keep our anger in control, it's necessary for us to really make sure that we understand the characteristics of God, his own character, how he is, so that we can represent him in a way that's pleasing to him. And so that's why I think in this particular chapter, I really wanted to deal with anger, just because I kind of just see how so many people allow their emotions get the best of them. And also, even just in today's society, we are drawn in a lot of times through our emotions. We see commercials on TV and it draws us in. Sometimes in a happy way, we see a child laughing or we see a pet doing something and we get excited about it. But then there's times where we see negativity as well, you know, whether it's in the news or in social media, where it arouses us in a way that keeps us in an angry state. And so we have to be able to not do that and really let go of those types of emotions, because God orders us and commands us to really love thy neighbor. And we're also, of course, supposed to love him with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. And so if we're really going to follow the two major commandments that's in the Bible, we have to make sure that we are obedient to those.
Well, one of my favorite verses in James, and it's kind of interesting, but a lot of times I've had friends ask me to pray for them for an interview, and the verse in James, I believe it's 1:19, it's in James chapter 1, but it says, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
Yes.
And they're like, well, it's kind of a weird verse, that. And I said, well, it's not as much the angry part, even though they'll try to push your buttons in an interview a lot of times. But it's to be quick to listen and slow to speak. Mm-hmm. But when you do that, I think that helps reduce the anger. But one of the things I have found, and wanted to see if you could relate to this, is that a lot of times I think what causes anger in people's lives is unmet expectations. Mm-hmm. You know, people aren't clear in relationship, whether it's a personal or business, a social relationship, mm-hmm. on what the expectations are. And when those aren't met, have you found mm-hmm. that leads to anger for people?
Yes. You hit that on the head. That's exactly it. You know, there's so many times that there's either expectations that we put on people, and sometimes, you know, they may not be able to handle the expectations that you've put on them. You know, they may not even have the information or even the ability to accomplish the expectations you put on them. And then there's just certain things that we have expectations within our own self that sometimes may be just too high. And so you have to be able to make sure that you're balancing your life in a way that you can achieve things the way God wants you to achieve them. And not so much as just making sure that you're trying to just be like someone else or do things like someone else. Because sometimes if you're trying to imitate someone else, you may find yourself, you know, getting into a more hardships than you really want to be in. And then you may get frustrated as well within your own self because you can't meet up to your own expectations. So you have to just be conscious about that and really make sure that you're living the life that God wants you to live.
Amen. Well, one of the seed of anger, you talk about three different roots in this chapter in your mm-hmm. wonderful book called Conquering the Seeds of Destruction. And the first one is the root of complaining. Talk a little bit about that. I never do that personally, but for those that do.
So basically, of course, you know, and I'll just kind of share, you know, with the whole chapter, I deal with Moses and the children of Israel. And so, of course, you know, the goal for Moses was to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt. And so he, of course, accomplished that. But from that point on, once they were out of Egypt, they started spiraling downward from that point on, because they started complaining, and they were complaining to him that, you know, they didn't have any food. And so, of course, you know, he went to God, and of course God blessed them in a way to where manna came down from heaven, and so they were able to eat bread in the morning and have meat in the evening. And so, you know, you think about just the complaining nature that we have. You know, sometimes when things are not going the way we want them to go, immediately we start complaining because we have the mindset that we want things to our benefit at all times.
Because it's all about us,
right? It's all about us. And, you know, I think what's interesting, too, you know, you think about in 1 John 2, 16, it talks about how we are not supposed to love the things of the world, which is basically the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, because those are not of the Father. They're of the world. And so we have to make sure that we don't get caught up in that mindset the way the enemy wants us to be. He wants us to focus on those things. And as we do that, we're going to always be selfish if we do those things, because we want the constant benefit from it. We want total gratification in everything that we do. And when we don't have things the way we want them, we start complaining.
I feel like you're totally calling me out on the air here, Maureen.
I promise I'm not.
We may not have another program tomorrow. This may be two and done, but I just appreciate you saying that, because it's true. And I think one of the things that really turns people off that are not followers of Jesus, when they see people that, you know, have accepted Jesus, their Lord and Savior, but they're negative, they're critical, they complain, mm-hmm. and that kind of leads to the second root of that is a seed of anger, the root of negativism. Talk some about that.
Yes. So you think about the whole negativity, and you know, it kind of goes in two directions, in the sense that, you know, there's times where you may hear someone that's just negative about everything and anything. They can't find anything good to say about anything. Even if it's a beautiful day outside, they'll say, well, it's probably going to rain tomorrow.
Or you give a person $100 and they complain, instead of giving them $5.20s, you gave me a $100 bill, I don't know if I can get this broke.
Right.
I mean, exactly. We all know people like that, right?
That's exactly it. And then there's also those times where we take it internally, where there may be something that may have happened to us in the past, but, you know, instead of being able to let go of it, when something else happens, we get into that pity party. And so we'd be like, oh, here something goes again. You know, I'm just never going to get ahead. You know, things always happen to me. And so that's part of that negativity that we deal with, is because you get into that mode of just always thinking that there's going to be a doomsday every single day. And you can't continue to live your life like that. You have to be able to see the good. You have to be able to appreciate that God gave you a new start the next day. And when you're able to breathe on this side of the earth, that's a day to celebrate, because he's giving you another chance to either get it right or just continue to just do something for him or to go bless someone else. You know, you have the ability to leave the past in the past and allow a new day to start and enjoy that new day with him guiding you along the way.
And yet, you know, that is a choice. You have to choose to do that. But like you said, I love in God's mercy and his grace in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, it says that God's mercies are new every morning.
Amen.
And great is his faithfulness. And so maybe, you know, we're all going to have a, quote, bad day occasionally, but you get a fresh start every 24 hours. And I really want to challenge those of you listening today to, you know, hey, like you said, enjoy the day and look for ways to be a blessing to somebody else. The other root of, and the seed of anger that you talked about, we've talked about complaining, negativism, and the root of blame. Talk about
yes.
that.
So, of course, blame comes about as well when there's situations where you just always feel like it's someone else's fault. No one sometimes wants to pull up their own mirror and really see that, you know what, you may have contributed to this situation as well. And so what happens is when things happen, we always try to flip the script and try to blame someone else for whether it's the wrongdoing or the situation where it happened into a negative realm. And we can't always do that. You know, now there may be some situations that may be justified to where someone may really have had a cause to it. But through it all, you still should always take accountability for your own participation, for your own actions in the situation, because also it helps you to grow. You know, if you're able to be accountable for the things that you have done, whether it's positively or negatively, it helps you to grow into a better person. It helps you to grow into a more child of God the way he wants you to be. And people also can learn from you, you know, by seeing how you handled situations. When you're able to take a stand in a positive realm on things that you know that you've done wrong and you admit to it, then people say, you know what? That displayed great courage for that person to really stand up and say, you know, I was wrong in this. I should have done better, or I should have handled this situation better. So we have to make sure that we take ownership of the things that we do and not feel like we're always pointing the finger at someone else, that it's their fault that my life is bad, or it's their fault that this situation happened, or it's their fault that I can't get ahead in life. You know, it's not their fault. You are in control of your own life.
Well, that's a great place to end on today. You are in control of your own life, and yet, like all of us, you may have some disappointments, some wounds that need healing, and got a great book to help you in that healing process. We've been talking with Maureen Smith yesterday and today, and fortunately, we're going to have one more program with her talking about this wonderful new book. She also has a workbook available that goes alongside it. The book is called Conquering the Seeds of Destruction, How to Uproot Lethal Behaviors to Live Life More Abundantly. She talks about the seeds of miscommunication, misinterpretation, seeds of disapproval. We've talked about the seed of anger. And tomorrow we're going to talk about the seed of loneliness. So I hope you'll invite somebody to join us. If you just tuned in near the end of this program, you want to hear it all, just go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And you can listen to this 14-minute program. For Maureen Smith, I'm Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope is here.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.